Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 20. Since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. My family traveled to Yellowstone National Park this summer. The beauty and majesty we witnessed are indescribable. Rivers, waterfalls, rocky ridges, and wildlife combined to inspire awe in every observer. Over and over, my family and I commented on how great our God is to have created such a world as ours. This is precisely how the God of our universe wants us to react when we observe His creation. In fact, the Bible says that anyone who sees what God has created and denies that there is a God who created it is a fool. In the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul wrote that anyone who claims there is no God is without excuse. The majesty and complexity of the universe insist that an all-wise and all-powerful God is behind it. But the God of this universe was not content with just letting nature tell us about Himself. He wanted us to know Him more personally. So He became one of us in the person of Jesus Christ. He walked among us for 33 years. He showed us, in word and deed, who God is and what God is like. He performed miracle after miracle to demonstrate His power and His love. Then He gave Himself up to His enemies and allowed Himself to be put to death on a Roman cross. There He suffered the punishment for all the sins of all people of all time. There He suffered the punishment for your sins. When you witness the beauty and majesty of this world, think about God who created everything. Remember how much He loves you, enough to come into the world He created so that He could save you. And look forward to the new world He promises to create for all His followers when this world comes to an end. Lord Jesus, thank You for the wonderful world in which I live. Thank You for living in this world for a time to be my Savior, so that I might live for an eternity. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.